This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247, David's Daily Devotional.
You know, I love bringing you this series, Being Like Christ. I love it so much because it is teaching us. It's not only teaching you, beloved, it's teaching me too. And I feel as though we study, and through the study of Scripture, we are becoming more and more like Christ, which is exactly what we need to do. Our lives are changing because we're taking on board what the Lord is saying through His Holy Spirit. Let's look at Scripture. We're at part 8 of Being Like Christ, and we come now to Romans, the 8th chapter, a very famous chapter of Scripture. And we come to verse 29, and it says this: For God knew His people in advance, and He chose them to become like His Son, so that His Son would be the firstborn among many brothers and sisters. Did you get that? Did you hear that? For God knew His people in advance, and He chose them to become like His Son, so that His Son would be the firstborn among many brothers and sisters. That is awesome. That is amazing. Think about that. Think about that just for a second or two. Just think what God is saying to us through His Scripture and through Paul, His servant. We now know, well, we already knew that we were chosen. We already knew that we were predestined, because Paul talks about predestination. That God had already made us, and He knew us when He made us, and had made decisions about our lives before we were even born. For God knew His people in advance, and He chose them. Look at that word, choose. Yep, I think I'll have that one, and that one, and that person there. And I'll have that person over there, and that one. I'm going to have John, I'm going to have Mary, Saeed, I'm going to have Mohammed, I'm going to have Philip, I'm going to have David, I'm going to have Margaret, I'm going to have these people. Susan, let's not forget Susan. You see, that's what I'm saying. We were picked out and chosen. Now, many of us think that we made a momentous decision, like when I was 6 years old, for instance. I made this huge decision to stand up at the Colston Hall in Bristol while Eric Hutchings, the evangelist, was preaching. He said, if you want the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I want you to stand to your feet. And I got up and stood to my feet. And my father was there. He was amazed. And I thought, I've chosen God. I've chosen this life. That's not quite true. The Bible is now telling us that I had already been chosen. He had already chosen me. And I believe this about my life as well, that at that time when I was very young, my father was preaching. He preached for 30 years as an itinerant preacher. And I believe that when he stopped preaching, when he felt he wanted to retire, I believe the Lord took the mantle of preaching from his shoulders and placed them on mine. Now listen, I was the fourth born. I had three brothers in front of me, and I was the fourth born. I was the youngest son. And something has just come to me, which is pretty amazing. Some years ago, someone prophesied over my life and said I had the heart of David And that was confirmed two or three different times, which was amazing. So now I believe from God that God gave me the heart of David. My name is David. And David was the youngest son. That has just come to me now. David was the youngest son and received that huge anointing, and he later became king. Oh, he messed up. Of course he messed up. But beloved, we all mess up. Jesus has become my brother, Paul says. Watch, look at this. For God knew his people in advance, and he chose them to become like his son, so that his son would be the firstborn among many brothers and sisters. This is why it's so important. God had already decided when he chose you that he was going to choose you. God already decided that when he put his finger on your life, he was saying, I'm choosing you. Why? Because I want you to become like my son. And he had chosen us to become like his son. So there's no excuse. In other words, I don't believe now it's something that we have to ask for. Although I want to ask for it. I want to ask for it all the time. But I don't believe we have to, because Paul is telling us very clearly. He chose them, he chose you to become like his son. That's what he chose for your life. He made a decision that he wanted you to become like Jesus. Are you prepared to take that on board? Are you prepared to say, yes, I want to be just like Jesus? I don't want there to be any distinction about that. I don't want there to be any controversy about that. I want to follow my Lord Jesus Christ, and I want to become more and more and more like him. You know, when I look back at my father's life, he always impressed me. My dad was always a huge influence in my life. And I made the decision when I was very small that I wanted to be like my daddy. So I used to find myself copying him, doing different things. And even now, my father's been gone to glory for many years now. But even now, I feel that's what my dad would have said. I've just done this, that's what my dad would have done. So in other words, I'm becoming more and more like my father, and I think my children see that as well. Oh, you know what, Dad? You're getting more and more like D every single day. They used to call my father D. And that is what I want for my life. I want me to become more like him. I want me to become more like Jesus. So what must I do to make that happen? I have to follow him. I have to keep my eyes well and truly on him. I have to give him my life, time after time after time. Because there are times in my life, beloved, when I go off the road. I go off the track. And I'm not keeping my eyes fully focused on Jesus, but I am doing something that I want to do. But it's not about me. It's about him. It's always about him. And I have to say that we have to make a decision that it's less about us and more about him all the time. Verse 30 says, and having chosen them, he called them to come to him. And having called them, he gave them right standing with himself. And having given them right standing, he gave them his glory. Do you realize that? God Almighty is going to pour his glory into you as you become more and more and more like Jesus. He is going to pour more and more of Himself and His love into your life, and it will change your life completely. And that is what God Almighty does. You know, sometimes we don't want to worship. We don't feel like worshiping. And a song will be played, and He says, now you can worship. I've just made it easier for you. That is who Jesus is. That is who our God is. That's who our Father is. Making things so easy for you, so you don't have to get sidetracked. When you need that time of special anointing, when you need that time of incredible wisdom, you know that the gates of heaven are open and you can pray and you can say, Lord, pour your wisdom into me, because right now at this moment, I need it. I read out an email from Joy, who is in Toronto. And she asked us to pray for a situation where she needed mediation in a meeting. And she won that mediation. And I believe it was through the power of prayer. And we prayed for her. And then Mags took that on and took it to the prayer team. And they prayed some more. And God listened to that prayer and answered it the way that Joy wanted it to be answered. Now, I believe God answers prayer all the time. But sometimes, beloved, He doesn't answer it the way you want Him to. And when He doesn't, it's because He knows His perfect will and right is correct. We have to accept that. And as we do, we come more and more and more like Jesus. For God knew His people in advance, and He chose them to become like His Son, so that His Son would be the firstborn among many brothers and sisters. Look at that word, many. There are many of us who want this, and I know you do too. If you want to be more like Jesus, I just want you to say this word. Amen. Say it now. Amen. Go on, say it again. Say amen. That is what I want, beloved. Father, thank you so much for your word. I give you the honor and the glory and the power that is due your holy name. And I say, Father, for those people who have said amen today, Lord, pour your love, pour your glory, pour your peace into their hearts now. Father, let them follow their Jesus as closely as they can. And Lord, I pray that every day they become more and more like your precious Son. In Jesus' name, amen.